Sup, bruh? You're listening to an FTCR podcast. Nerd.
Welcome back once again to the Hogcast. Join the FTCR crew as they cover the latest in Sonic the Hedgehog happenings. Aw, yeah!
Thank you. And with that, it's time for episode 11 of the Hogcast. This is our first episode of 2019 and our second episode of 2018. So we've done so few Hogcasts.
Did we do one last year?
We did one 5 to 6 months ago. It had the spider knife animation in it.
Holy crap.
Oh, it did? Okay.
We talked about Jim Carrey being in the Sonic movie, according to the YouTube description. We probably talked about Sonic Mania Plus, according to the YouTube description, because the name was Plus TJ Minus Sensibility. I was pretty proud of that one. So, we're here at episode 11. I found out tonight I forgot to put episode 10 in the podcast playlist,
hey.
But I don't have that access on my phone anymore, so I have to wait till I get home. How's everyone doing?
Yeah. I wish things were better with Sonic. But
well, there has to be something happening to be good or bad with Sonic.
This is a bad thing to say as we're recording.
But there's nothing to talk about.
Did you ask for questions from the audience?
Last time we did, and we had none. So if you have any evergreen questions, because there's not much Sonic to talk about lately, send it in to thehogcast.outlook.com.
We get that in early. I know this is live, so Twitter. We're doing the Hogcast.
I am literally going in Discord and Twitter, so keep doing your intro, maybe we'll get something.
Okay, so let's do our intro for 10 more minutes, baby. Next note on my phone. Next note. Wow, 11 episodes. That's more than we had last time we sat down to record a Hogcast.
Oh, goody.
We got one more now. As you can tell, there's just so much going on. Sonic Mania Adventures Episode 6 happened. Really scraping the barrel for interesting things to talk about.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that the... That was the Christmas one, right?
Yeah. That was the Amy episode.
I hate people who say I called it.
Called it.
But... Called it. What? Well, kind of. Aaron Weber was like, we have a special thing that you can get as a special thing coming tomorrow. And my thing was like, it's either a teaser for a Mania Adventure Season 2, or it's a stupid video about Aaron Weber in Japan. And it turned out to be a whole fucking episode. So I was very happy with that.
Pretty good Christmassy Collision Chaos
get
music.
Get fucked, Hattok.
Yeah, Hattok-tok. Hattok-tok?
Hattok-hok.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. Makes me kind of sad that there may or may not be more.
It was adorable. Fucking the... If it wasn't... I love me some Tyson Hess work, but I'm just saying the real Metal Sonic would have put his fist through Amy's face.
True. Yeah. And he would have liked it.
I love the Eggman. Like, what the fuck? Okay, take it back in. Let's go.
Yeah. You're here, I guess. Sure, why not?
Do we swear on the podcast?
Yes, fuck
fucking
you, dude.
Yeah.
This isn't Sonic Says.
Good point.
Babu.
Oh, you how fucking dare you?
Babu! Well, we've covered
most of your list.
Two-fifths of our notes so far, and one of those was saying we had 11 episodes.
That was one of your list notes?
Would you like to hear my notes? Hogcast 11. Wow, 11 episodes. That's more than we had last time. Sonic Mania Adventure 6 happened. It was really good. Amy is good. Mania is good. Next note. Team Sonic Racing is a game that continues to exist. The music seems good. They seem to be keeping gameplay footage under lock and key, which is concerning? Question mark. Next note. The Sonic movie. Oh god, oh why. Note after. Adventure remakes. Laughs in parentheses. And that's all I got.
Okay.
See you next time. There's not a lot going on, TJ.
That's true.
I just assume we go into all those things a bit more in depth than just, yeah, that's a thing.
I was letting TJ know, we got notes. Okay. So next up, Team Sonic Racing. Got delayed.
I
think last time we were saying maybe they should delay it, and then they delayed it.
Oh, yeah, we did say that.
So, I hate people who say they called it, but called it. It's now May 21st?
Is it like the week before or after Crash Team Racing?
It's got a few weeks in there.
So ouch. It's like, get fucked, Team Sonic Racing. No one is going to care.
No.
What, a soundtrack? Or illegally don't.
That is like the only thing about the game, because the
Sand Road Remix.
Dude, I never cared for Sand Hill, you mean? I never cared for Sand Hill in SA1, but goddamn, the remix is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
You came around to the correct opinion eventually. That's what counts.
Not the original. I still can't believe the original. I mean,
oh, you're still wrong.
The original's nice, but I wouldn't put it in like my top 50 SA1 tracks.
There's no other Sonic song that starts with, hey, hell yeah, Pumbaa! As you succinctly Pumbaa. Pointed out in the tweet. So, that's top 50.
Pumbaa!
But I don't even, the last time we were here, did I talk about how I watched a Japanese stream of the game, and they just went over everything they'd already announced in America months prior to that?
No,
that makes sense. Well, that happened. Iizuka was up on stage at TGS or something, talking about Team Sonic Racing, so I was like, oh, maybe they'll show like a, you know, some interesting stuff here. We're getting closer to when the game might come out. No.
Same stuff.
Same stuff. You know, the Yikes. Sonic Unleashed level, Planet Wisp. They re-revealed the third team that was already revealed weeks prior. It was not a good show.
Yeah. Didn't they just reveal that Eggman, Metal Sonic, and Zavok is
They
the
did
team?
Just reveal that IRL.
So wait, is this supposed to be like Double Dash?
Kind of. Sort
it's
of in
like
a way.
It's more like Sonic Heroes as a racer.
But yeah.
You have teams of three. With like a speed character, a power character, and a technical character. Hmm. Which if you would have read the IDW.
If you like to catch up.
Yeah, they literally use dialogue like tells you're a...
technique racer.
A technique racer. You need to do this. It's like, who the fuck wrote this? Because it's pretty bad.
Well, we have his name here. But we don't
I will
know.
Say, it's not Ian Flynn. I'm just saying that. It's not fucking Ian Flynn. They're not right there.
Do you want me to say it?
We won't put him on blast.
No, we'll save that for...
He probably had to do what he had to do,
we'll,
I imagine.
We'll go into that more in depth on a Sonic Says, but yeah, we don't go too much into that, but that is a thing. Once they said the game was delayed, I thought they would have delayed the comic as well.
Because why not?
Because it makes more sense to have it released when the game... Unless it's just a thing where like IDW were like, well, it's done now, we don't want to hold wait on this for... 6 months, you know.
And what if you delay it again? Fuck you. We're just gonna put it out.
Yeah, you know, it also might be a thing of like, you know, the Tide fans over who are looking forward to the game. There's at least that.
There's so many thing. Just frothing at the mouth for Team Sonic Racing. TJ, are you gonna buy it?
It's funny because the only thing that I had to say about this topic so far was that I was thinking about getting Crash Team Racing for the Switch instead of for the PS4.
Gareth, are you going to buy Team Sonic Racing?
I might get it for the PS4. Crash Team Racing, that is.
Oh. I'm probably going to get Team Sonic Racing so I can talk about it on the Hogcast.
So is it coming out for the Switch?
Probably.
Yes, you know, I think
I think it has to, right?
That's one thing of note. I guess this year is the year where the companies are starting to do... Well, I guess that'd be Sega's done it in the past, but like day one releases on all consoles. So the technically Force is released on all of them day one.
There is a Switch version.
Switch version day one. And I think Crash Team Racing as well, and Mortal Kombat 11 is also another game, which that's...
Mortal Kombat's coming later.
Oh, it is? I thought the Switch version was the same day.
I heard it's coming out later.
Oh, fair enough.
That might still be up in the air.
But, yeah, I'm just like, everything about Crash Team, aside from the soundtrack, everything about Crash Team Racing just looks much more fun.
Yeah.
We haven't seen straight gameplay of Crash, so I'm not ready to call it yet. There's a month between both. They both come out on the 21st of May and June. So...
What's June, Sonic?
June is Crash.
That's weird.
The one advantage Sonic has is it's coming out a month earlier, and maybe some people will be like, I'll get that while I wait for this one, but...
I think it's probably smart for Sonic to come out before Crash, because I think if it came out after Crash, aside from the diehard Sonic fans, most... Joe Schmoe would be like, oh, Crash Team Racing, I know that game, that game's fine, I'm going to get that instead.
This game's guaranteed to be good, more or less, because it was already good, so... Team Sonic Racing?
It feels weird to not be excited for a sumo digital racing game, because, you know, also the Racing Transform, I still think that's better than Mario Kart 8, so, you know...
Yeah, their last two are two of my favorite driving games of all time, so... Fuck me, I guess.
I guess it's just, for this one, it's just like, you know, let's say it's a brand new team type of thing, and it just, everything about the gameplay that they've shown off just feels like a step back to Transformed.
And this feels like a dumb point. I just feel like there's no interesting character in the roster that's like... completely unexpected. Like, there's a Chao Racer that's a little weird.
I would say like, Zavok is slightly unexpected, but he's a boring character, so who cares?
He was in Force. He's a recently used character, though, I think.
Was it you who said it, that you were like, it took me a second to notice him in the background?
No, that was Chris.
That was me, because I was looking at the render. It's Eggman, Red and Black, Metal Sonic, all their cars close together, and I was like, is that like... Oh. He's like hiding behind them. It's like, why wouldn't you just space these out more and make a wider image?
My comment to Sega was, stop trying to make Zavok a thing. Because no one likes him.
I feel like...
Nobody says fetch, Gareth.
I feel like Sonic Team is like, well, we haven't made a lot of new villains lately, which is... I guess there's the red one.
And this isn't a slight against the Deadly Six. I'm like, use fucking Zaz. Zaz has a personality. Zavok is just, I'm evil man.
Zavok is their leader.
But Zik is their master.
Yeah, I guess I just
the hierarchy of the Deadly Six makes no fucking sense.
I guess I just wish the right...
One's the master, one's the leader, one's the president, one's the Führer, one's the...
One's the old. I guess...
One's the girl.
I guess I just wish there were, like, Team Oddball or something with, like, Knack and two other weird, out-of-nowhere characters.
That's something we haven't talked about, that we can bring it in. Sega have officially... Because I guess now... Sega have officially split Classic and Modern into two different timelines.
No, we talked about this. Because I freaked out about it.
Well, I guess... Was it at that point where they can... Are you sure it was on Arcanist?
I remember you saying that.
I remember this.
I think I've said that somewhere, but I don't think it was announced at the Hotcast. Was it? Either way, the quicker to go over it, they've confirmed it's... They're now two separate universes, and Ray, Mighty, Knack, Bean, and Bark are only in the Classic universe, which I am okay with. I'm okay with it with a slight caveat, because none of those characters have been used in the modern games ever. So the fact that Izuka is now saying they won't be in the modern game, I'm like, no, that changes nothing, that's fine. Also, if you are going to make Classic its own universe, it makes sense to give it some exclusive characters. And, you know, Mighty and Rain and the Hooligans, I'm fine with. Makes perfect sense. The one character I have of that, which it does unfortunately mean no more being the Dynamite in any comic book series.
Yeah.
Any modern book. Because he was, I think he was without question, a lot of people's favourite in the Archie book, just because Ian Flynn turned him into this just in crazy Deadpool type character.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun.
In light of this, I want Team Oddball to be Professor Pickle, Paley the Dog from Sonic 06, Orbot, I don't know.
What about Middle Aged Woman from Sonic 06?
That's the final boss. In like a minivan or something.
Oh, Middle Aged Woman! That's my favorite character from Sonic 06.
No, you know who what would really work for Team Oddball? Chip. Caliburn the Sword.
Fuck yeah.
From Black Knight. Okay. And Avatar character, but every time you play that character, it auto generates a different, species and gender and color. That's fucking Team Oddball.
And then make Professor Pickle the final boss. Okay, I'm on board with this.
No, Professor Pickle is kind of like Rystar with the flag bearer. Professor Pickle just goes like, slice Findy if you please.
Okay, I'm into
That's
this.
Fucking... Seriously, if Caliburn was a driving playable character, I would no bullshit buy that game. I'd be like, fuck it, I gotta support my boy Caliburn.
I hear they're going to have him voiced by Cary Elwes this time. They heard the outcry from Sonic and the Black Knight.
I remember TJ remembers that reference.
TJ wasn't there for that reference.
Was he wasn't even in the LP.
I just wanted to see how far I could get before he went.
Huh? He wasn't even part of the fucking
DCL when that happened.
He wasn't even born.
When Black Knight came out 10 years ago, he wasn't even born. No. Which Black Knight might make a good segue into the Sonic movie. Because the reason why I say this is because a current meme so far on Twitter and online is the picture of you 10 years ago, picture of you now. The social media account for the Sonic movie did that. And because in 2009 Black Knight appeared, they showed a render of Sonic with the sword. And for Knack. Now, I think I want to say it's like the logo of like something loaded on like YouTube or something, you know? Which. That, I'm going to be honest with you, two of the three original tweets that account has done have made me chuckle. The first one they did was just a sign which is like, can't a guy walk out? Like, question mark, see you next year. Mm. That got a legitimate chuckle from me, I'll give him that.
That just made me feel more despair. I don't know.
And you know what? They retweeted a bunch of, like, tweets mocking the fucking design. So this is something we can I guess, a bit, you know, obviously the rough design outline of the design was released.
From the teaser poster.
Which, from the looks of it, the main...
Looks fucking terrible.
He's a weird little boy.
Well, see, the big differences from the game design that we can clearly see are, from what we can tell, no gloves. No gloves. It looks to be blue arms.
Human legs.
Humanoid legs. like, much more hedgehog-shaped. Like, realistic hedgehog-shaped. And different, like, incorrect shoes.
That's the best way you can put it. In incorrect shoes.
And then there was that second poster where it was just the legs.
Mm.
Off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm.
I'm like, those shoes, you know what? Why won't they let Sonic wear some fucking socks? His feet are going to get hurt.
Yep.
Running so fast in those that look like very uncomfortable trainers.
Everything about that picture is uncomfortable. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's not a good poster. A new speed of hero.
I gotta look at it to remind myself. Sonic.
I got one of, I think, my most interactive with tweets of all time, where I went to see Into the Spider-Verse for the first time at the Linux, and it was there. And it's just a picture of me in front of it looking shocked with the caption, holy fuck, it's real. Because there was a thing where, like, we weren't sure if it was a fake poster people were making. We should also say, I'm not sure how this got leaked, what have you, but then a teaser poster that was obviously internal at...
Someone. Sony?
Who's making this? Is Sony or Paramount that's making it now?
Paramount now. Before.
So there was these documents. One was a list of actors for the main character and list of actors to portray Sonic. And it's clear they never once gave a fuck about the game cast, because I want to say people like Sonic himself, Bill Hader was there as Copman and voice of Sonic. So there was a universe where we had Bill Hader doing both. It should be noted, before I get into the rest of it, the at this point in time, the only thing they've done for the movie that I don't hate is casting Ben Schwartz as Sonic. Probably most well known for playing John Ralphio on Parks and Rec.
Or the Larry King interview.
Yep, the voice... Animation fans will most likely know him better as Dewey on the Disney DuckTales reboot, or Leonardo in Rise of the TMNT. So when it was officially announced, he was like, he made a joke, but he has this thing about playing like old school characters who associate with blue, because Dewey's the blue duck. So him, Leonardo was the blue banana, something like that. And I think he made some joke like, I'm coming for you next, Mega Man, or something like that. He was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Although he incorrectly said he has an thing for playing iconic blue characters from the 80s, sorry, from the 90s, Ben Schwartz, literally unplayable.
What a poser.
I know. But so...
What a fake gamer.
Two ankle rings.
That's the first time I ever had to do that. I made my money the old-fashioned way. I got run over by a Lexus.
I got run over by a Lexus.
I'm curious as to what voice he'll do, whether he'll do... I think what would work best for Sonic would be his Leonardo voice.
I'm Sonic. I'm gonna go over there. Hey, Sonic. That's me. It's over there.
To go back to the internal thing, there was also a teaser poster where, because in one of the lists of cop buddy, Chris Pratt was there. So there's this teaser mock-up of a barely photoshopped Chris Pratt head on a random body.
With a weird fucking bulge arm.
And they had a Sonic design, which... Compared to the teaser image,
not bad.
Which the Sonic on that one, the three things that most fans might be like, I don't like, shoes aren't correct. They're closer. They looked like comfortable shoes, for one. two, still blue arms. Three,
separate eyes.
Which is, when the teaser poster was revealed, there was an interview where they interviewed, like, the Tim Miller, the executive producer, I want to say the director, and the writer, and a producer. And I think it was Tim Miller who was like, yeah, we redesigned him. Even Sega weren't happy with the eyes, but it's something you have to do. Point of contention, if you read that interview, it's, to me, it's annoying / troubling that somebody who fought so hard to keep Deadpool true to his roots for his movie seems to be willingly changing shit for no good reason. Because they talk about how they had to change Sonic in his look, and they've said they pretty much nerfed his speed for the movie to make it more quote-unquote believable. To fit in with the movie world they created. My counterpart point out is, why not make a fucking movie that fits in with Sonic?
Mm-hmm.
See, if that's the character you've chosen to adapt, and this is true for all adaptations, like, you know, if whether you're adapting like a TV show or a movie or a game, video game to a movie, some changes will have to happen because you can't just do a one-to-one. I get that. I completely get that. But it just sounds like they're changing a lot of Sonic to the point where it's just like, why bother?
It's like you said to me last night, like the Detective Pikachu movie, those textures or whatever are more realistic, but those are the designs.
They are basically. They are fucking one-to-one. Mm-hmm. The kind of official line, like 2D drawn renders that we see.
Yeah.
Like if we were to take a image of Pikachu from the anime, put it over the fucking Detective Pikachu, fucking exact same model, same proportions. Just and the thing about Sonic having fur, I always fucking knew we'd get fur.
Yeah,
I honestly was expecting.
That was always obvious.
I was seriously just expecting game model with a realistic fur texture,
like that of six concept.
Which the thing about that though is that was done by Blur Studios.
Yeah.
Tim Miller and the director come from fucking Blur Studios. That's another thing. They have a history of working with this character. But they still feel a need to kind of change it, you know? And ultimately, I think Ian Flynn put this into an article. He was just like, this is going to be someone's Sonic. This is going to be somebody's first interaction of Sonic, and they're going to grow up thinking this is Sonic the Hedgehog. And you know, I get that. But the thing is, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, if you want to look at Boom, I know a lot of people don't like the Boom design, but I'm like, that's pretty, they didn't change that much. He's thinner, with scarves, a blue, you know, different shoes, blue arms, and like a few more spikes.
But otherwise, you know.
It's like, that is, if you were to look at that, say you hadn't played Sonic in like 15 years, if you were just shown that, you might think, oh, it's Sonic now, it's Sonic, you know, like there's not that big of a thing. But I know we should wait until we get the, you know, full proper reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Question, because one of my favorite things about the reveal was there was memes online about this is the fucking first time the Sonic fan base has come together to universally hate something. obviously there are some people who are like, yeah, it doesn't look too bad, but genuinely speaking, it's mostly negative for this design. You know, it's
and then it also spanned across between.
So it was on Canadian TV. There was a Canadian news.
No,
fan.
I meant it's between English and Japanese fans. Because even Japanese fans were like, "What did you do to Sonic?"
The people who worked on the fucking Yuji Naka,
people who made
and,
Sonic,
like, Oshima-san, they were like, "What is this?" And Yuji Naka praised the fucking Blue Core Studio fan film.
I fucked around and got kind of attached to that work in progress or concept one that got out. I fucked around and was like, "Oh, he looks kind of cute. I can accept that."
If that was the design, part of me would be like a few things I don't like, but generally speaking, I like, you know what?
Because if that had come out first, we'd probably be like, "What's so close? Why didn't you just make it super close?" But still, also, yeah.
So, do you think now? Because there has been such backlash, and because studios, especially, and Paramount Pictures has a history of this, my favorite story ever, a little movie called Monster Trucks. It's a movie about aliens who come down, they're like squid-like monsters, go into trucks, monster truck.
There was a
fucking infamous Facebook post where they said there's a guy who worked on the movie, like visual effects guy in the movie. There was a disastrous first test screening where the designs of the monsters were so fucking scary. They were like traumatizing children. Like children were screaming, leaving the test screening and all that stuff. You can find it. It looks like a fucking cross between if you took the Cloverfield monster and if the Cloverfield monster mixed in the Predator and if it was fucked by a Cthulhu monster, their baby would be the original design for the monster trucks monster. That design for a children's movie is scarier than most giant monsters designed for like grown up movies. It's baffling. But because of the insane backlash, not just from like Sonic fans, but just typically speaking, most people who have seen it don't think it looks good.
I feel like once the people who made Sonic are like, what the fuck? That's probably your cue to maybe rein it in a little bit.
And because it doesn't come out for him, because they haven't really officially
they haven't even
announced
shown them yet.
Anything, aside from that outline, which can be tweaked,
yeah.
Do you think it is possible that we will get a redesign?
Possible, or, yeah, likely.
Because it also happened with the first Transformers movie. They showed a design of Megatron. Like early on, and there was a lot of fan backlash. They went back and they completely redesigned his face, his head, and slightly tweaked some of the body. So there is some precedence for some of this. I'm just thinking that if you know, it just ultimately at the end of the day, it'll most likely be a terrible movie that we'll probably go and see. And hopefully, it'll be Batman v Superman. That was a terrible. So we can enjoy it in that way. But, you know, if we go to it and it's a really good movie and just his design is shitty, I'll be able to look past that.
Yeah.
You know? But I just feel like because there's been such fucking backlash, I hope they'll be able to tweak some things.
I hope. Their social media is leaning into it, like you said, though, so I'm not sure if they'll do the Sonic, you know, modern Twitter thing of like, well, we're being ironic, don't we suck? Anyway, see the movie.
You know what I also find funny about that, the movie Twitter account? It's currently following 5 people, and it's not one of them is the Sonic Hedgehog Twitter account.
Even though they're emulating it.
Yeah. It's,
Well, when's that coming out? November or something?
Yeah.
Well, this year's probably going to fly by, so... see you guys soon at the
theater. Probably for our podcast episode 12, we're talking about
Sonic movie.
It'll be like June of next year. It's like, well, we forgot to make an episode. What did you guys think? It was good. It was good. Okay. See you next time, guys. And then that'll be...
Probably will be podcast episode 12.
Oh. We know so little about this movie is the thing.
That's the thing, you know. There was a thing where there was a leaked plot synopsis where it involved Sonic on the run from the government, where Jim Carrey is playing Robotnik, not Eggman, Robotnik, that's a weird thing because you know obviously the West grew up with him as Robotnik, but for like what like more than double the length now he's been Eggman.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm not sure why they went back to that name change. I don't get it.
Probably a bunch of Americans who grew up with it writing it and are like fuck you Sega, because obviously they don't care what Sega thinks at this point anyway.
There's also the point where maybe they're gonna pull an SNL because if you want to get technical, his name is still technically Robotnik.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll go for the SN1 thing where he calls himself Robotnik and Sonic calls him Eggman.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe at the end he falls into the Sonic Bible and turns into Eggman.
I'd be okay with that.
Maybe Jim Carrey farts on screen.
Well, Pikachu does. Why can't Sonic?
And his mustache goes...
Womp womp.
And all the kids go...
I wish Joe...
I love that guy in the Truman Show, Mom. And Mom's like, yeah, son.
I wish John Goodman was playing Eggman.
You ever see that meme where it's the Sonic the Hedgehog logo, but they covered up a part of it? So it
says the Hedge.
Son the Hedge.
Have you seen that?
Owl the Hedge.
The movie.
That's the joke. It's Sonic in front of a brick wall for 3 hours.
It cost $90 million.
If it's going to be bad, I hope it's at least enjoyably bad, though.
That's why, I hope it's bad if Superman levels are terrible.
This is the room of Sonic movies.
It's the only Sonic movie.
It's also the Titanic of Sonic movies.
This movie's going to end in San Francisco, so it's possible Tommy Wiseau in the hospital on Guerrero Street winds up in it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Do, 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 do. Bum, 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 bum. So, one thing about this, though, because it's...
You're Amy Rose.
Wow. That's pretty good. I don't want to laugh at it, but that's pretty good.
So, this is the thing. So, there were some leaks coming out where apparently, you know, it's from something that Leon Robinson tweeted out. And he's contacts and places, not so much with the movie, so I'm not exactly sure where he heard this from, but he just tweeted out, like, don't expect to see too many of Sonic's friends. Yeah. Which to me is, you know, I will be perfectly honest, when I thought of, like, even if it was a Sonic movie done how we would want it to be, I always kind of expected for the first movie, it would, at a push, just be like Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, Eggman, you know? I always thought for, say we're going to get, like, the animated movie that this, you know, this kind of should be.
Yeah.
I always just thought it'd be, like, Eggman and maybe Metal Sonic would be, like the main, like, protagonist. And then you get, like, Knuckles and Tails and Amy. Or maybe even just Tails and Amy. Keep Knuckles for, you know, what have you. But
as a mention.
I mean, I don't even... I honestly, unless this became a hardcore series... We were never going to fucking see, like, the Chaotix or, like, Blaze the Cat in a first movie. No, we're not taking
that. I don't want to see this movie's version of those characters anyway, so...
Vector the Crocodile would be fucking horrified in this fucking weird...
He'd be good in a Detective Pikachu kind of way, though. I feel like that would work.
All these characters would be good in a Detective Pikachu kind of way.
Who's this broad?
And then, Sonic Spin Dash is Vector.
Says you can't say that.
I feel sad. Yeah, so good. But I guess so. There was a popping of Sonic trying to track down his rings, but somebody involved with the production said that is fake. Although we'll have to wait to see the movie before we can tell if it is fake or not. You know, but
didn't the leak say it ended up in San Francisco, and now we have a movie poster with him on the Golden Gate Bridge?
I don't remember that. I never read that part.
I heard it was like a race across the country between Sonic and Eggman. Unless this is a different thing.
I remember that. I just remember it was there when, like, Eggman was trying to capture Sonic. He was, like, chasing. Not so much a race, but, like, Eggman was trying to capture Sonic. Because apparently he was... Sonic escapes from, like, government testing or something like that. Why is this movie being made?
This is just Crash Bandicoot's opening, except with the government instead of the Cortex.
Whoa!
And then it'll fall down and start running. Ow! Then Eggman will be like, the Chaos Emeralds, of course! Then
Prepare the female hedgehog!
Oh, okay.
That's the Crash 1 opening, Chris. You're thinking of the Crash 2 opening. Crash 1 opening is, he runs out the thing, and Cortex goes, prepare the female bandicoot!
And that's when Uka Uka comes out, right?
No, that's the Crash. That's the Crash 3. You are being purposely stupid with the Crash Bandicoot and
drama. What about Crunch the Bandicoot?
You almost said Crunch the Bear.
We need the secondary crystals.
Dr. Cortex and Peter Lorre.
Do we have more to say about the
Sonic
movie?
We have the operatives left.
No Earthbound operatives. I'm going to say, quick aside, one thing I don't like about the Insane Trilogy version of that cartoon, I like in the original, Cortex, the entire time he's just looking out the window. He doesn't turn the fucking engine. In the remake, he's like, of course you fool! I'm like, nah, it makes it more sinister. We just fucking know we'll have to find an enemy.
Here's my insanely meticulous nitpick. You emulated it well, whichever one of you did it. I like it when he goes, we have no Earthbound operatives left! And the new one, he goes, we have no Earthbound operatives left! Like, fuck you, that's not the way it was performed, sir.
Yep.
Go back and do it again. Yep. Repatch the game.
You lost the gems. You lost the crystals. And I have lost my budget. All right, John the Magic, you're calming the fuck down.
Bring
Jake,
out.
Jake the dog.
Bring out the butter. I'm making toast.
Why can't we have my Crash Bandicoot live action movie? If it gets on it.
Whoa. Yeah, that'd be okay.
I can't wait for Dingo Dial to be in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Imagine if Dingo Dial was in Team Sonic Racing.
Banjo-Kazooie in the last one. Dingo Dial in this one.
Dingo Dial for Smash.
Dingo Dial for Smash. Crash is his trophy.
Dingo Dial's making toast.
That means Dingo Dial makes toast. You'd love it, Chris. Don't say you wouldn't.
I'd buy that.
$1.
$5.
Do you remember that, Chris? Before you fight Dingo Dial and Crash Warped, he goes,
bring out the butter.
Of course I do.
I'm making toast.
I remember that from the Insane Trilogy.
But do you remember it from 3?
Yes.
Okay, good. You know, where he's like,
bring out the butter. I'm making toast.
Wait, did you run that by me one more time?
What is he saying again?
Bring out the butter. I'm making toast.
Can you keep doing that until your voice stops working? I keep forgetting what you're saying.
Bring out the butter. I'm making...
Sonic Adventure remakes.
Is that a thing?
Izuka, there was an end, because obviously the 20th anniversary of the game came out, and I think there was...
Nobody gives a fuck about 20th anniversary.
Oh, what is the fuck with you?
It was enough for Spyro.
Yeah.
I know. And Crash.
There was,
it was enough for Resident Evil 2.
I want to say there was, in the English game...
Retro Mag?
Retro Game or something like that. There was a big piece about Sonic Adventure anniversary. And in there, Izuka was called and saying, yeah, you know what? Fucking, we take a one.
This show's sure. Pretty old.
Maybe I'll do that. Fucking, yeah. Direct quote from Izuka-san. Direct fucking quote from Izuka-san.
It's there in print. You can go buy it.
I get it, but it's just like at this point, if you're not going to do it, don't say anything.
But what if they, TJ, what if
Sega... But I feel like Sega is just dumb enough that all this buzz comes up from him saying, you know, maybe that's something that we'll do.
And they'll be like, we should put the original Sonic Adventure out on PS4.
Just with no...
But make it buggier.
Oh my god.
Oh, is that not where you were going? I thought you were being like, they completely misinterpret it and be like, I guess they want Sonic Adventure again. Let's just shit it out.
The direction that I was going was that just later, they're just like, eh, the fans don't know what they want. We're going to give you
Sonic Forces 2.
A half-assed game that we just shit out in 6 months.
I like it's the fans don't know what they want. No, we don't know how to make a fucking game.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're very confident.
But I like to think of Sega as arrogant.
Unwanted, but maybe sure.
So I don't think this means they are doing it.
Fuck no. I think he said this before in the bar, so.
Yeah.
I think that was about Sonic Adventure 3.
Before in the future.
But Sega is doing enough remakes elsewhere to where I think it's going to have to happen for Sonic eventually. Because there's been 2 Yakuza remakes that have been successful. They're remaking the first two.
Here he goes with the Yakuza again.
Okay, so when Kazuma Kiryu walks into the bar,
he points out that they're also remaking the first 2 Panzer Dragoon games.
Did I just remake Valkyria Chronicles? Valkyria something?
No, they just put it out on PS4 a while back. Okay. But they also were remaking Shenmue 1 and 2 until they decided to just straight port it. So they've been like dipping their toe repeatedly.
Why did they not remake them again?
Budget and dissatisfaction with how the game was going. So they just decided to keep it pure.
I can respect that. They want to release an inferior product, so I can respect that.
Yeah, they were just like, this isn't shaping up, so we'll just keep it, you know, OG. But there's
just that thing that everybody was hyped about, the remakes, and then now they're just not happening?
No, they're ports.
No, they were always ports. Someone leaked video after they came out that they were going to be remakes.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So I just feel like they're trying it in enough other areas that it has to happen for Sonic at some point. I don't know if it'll be the adventure games, but I feel like with all the other late 90s, early 2000s shit that's getting remade and selling like crazy now, they'd be I know what I'm about to say here that gets to retort Sega are stupid with Sonic. Sega would have to be stupid to not do it, though. That's how I feel. That's easy money. It's guaranteed. Fans are constantly pissed. That'd be the easiest option they have to make people happy at this point.
But they're arrogant.
So they're going to make Sonic
Yakuza? I know that's unfounded, but just, like... That's the only thing that I can connect with.
Certain that makes you arrogant, because you can't think of anything better.
It's just you imprinting.
You decree this one thing has to be correct.
Yeah, that's fair.
You arrogant fuck.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
This... You know.
I hope it, you know what? I've wanted it for so long, but I don't want the Forces team to make it.
I feel like they'd outsource it, if anything.
I fucking hope so.
All these other ones are outsourced. Except the Yakuza ones. But.
Well, like with like Crash and Spyro, it's just because the original makers just...
I'm meaning Sega's, sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because like obviously Naughty Dog and Insomniac aren't going to do it. Like, even for the Panzer Dragoon remakes, like, one of their most respected series, they're giving it to a mobile game studio, which doesn't have a great track record. So, like, maybe I wouldn't hope a Sonic Adventure remake would be good, but I feel like they're probably going to think about it pretty hard.
Wasn't it Sega, you know, was it Sega Australia did the Cost of Illusion remake?
Before they killed him.
That was a good game.
It was a good remake, yeah.
It was a good remake.
We should LP that sometime.
My PS3 couldn't play for shit, but it was a good game.
Let's call Steven, see if he wants to LP it. But yeah, I'd mostly just want adventure remakes, just to give them an excuse to give the soundtrack another once-over, just because I like to hear what they do nowadays.
I said, do you think they'd redo it?
Yeah, I think they would. I feel like... Just to give them something to do, maybe.
The one thing I could really see them doing is, like, obviously cutscene music.
Because some of those SA1 cutscene tracks, whew!
Well, because mostly there's, like, 5 pieces of stock cutscene music, and the rest of the time it's just the character the level music. Themes, like Eggman's theme, or like Chaos's theme, or Zero's theme.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
And fucking mix the, like, do actual editing, not just go, like, playing Zero's theme, and then we'll hard cut the fucking... Boop!
I just think of like the Generations takes and like the Sonic Adventure music experiences. I just like hearing their new takes on the track, so that'd be my hope if everything else was for naught with those.
Yeah,
I'd just like to hear them just touch it up a little bit.
I'd like them to pull a Spiral though and give the option to play the original tracks as well.
That'd make me happy. The rest of the game probably wouldn't, because who knows what a Sonic Adventure remake would turn out.
Okay, I want to see an HD version of Eggman crashing in the egg pod after you fight against the egg hornet.
serious question, okay? To tie this back into Team Sonic Racing, obviously, because this was supposed to come out last year. If let's say Team Sonic Racing, for better or worse, was released in November. Do you think there would have been... Do you think there was planned for a game this year? And also, even with Team Sonic Racing coming out this year, do you think they will announce a game? Because it has technically been... By the end of... the last main... If you don't include Mania, because it's a different sub-category, it's been over a year. It's been almost 2 years, or... By this November, it would have been 2 years since Forces. And typically speaking with Sega, there's normally only, a couple of years between releases of the main series. The biggest gap being between Lost World and Forces, but that's because they were focusing on Boom at the time. Do you think there will be a main series game released this year? If so... To me, it's maybe an SA1, SA2 remakes, because the core game's already there. I would assume that takes out a lot of the problem, a lot of the pre-production work, because the blueprint is already there for you. Think about it.
I feel like it's possible. I'd like to say that Izuku is maybe teasing here, because
he's a cock tease.
I feel like you know what you're getting into when you print that kind of thing out, you know what I mean? But also... maybe we get a movie tie-in game. from a Western studio, because now Sonic's more Western focused.
Oh God! See, with those are fed out of fashion. Those aren't really. If the
they Sonic, are, but this is Sega.
If the Sonic movie had come out circa 2002, without a question, we would have gotten a Sonic movie. Oh yeah, like a Sonic movie themed game.
Someone didn't play the Mummy Demastered, am I right, TJ?
I just can't personally wait until into the Sonicverse. So
okay, watch that.
When Shattered Dimensions came out, and what I'm about to say would tell you how long ago this was, me and Anton would
wipe the dust off this one.
Would fantasize about a game like that where you could play as different, like, you know, like Modern Sonic, Classic Sonic, like STC Sonic, Saturday M Sonic, you
Larry
know.
King Sonic.
Exactly. Burger King Sonic. And, you know, all these, you know, as like different gameplay styles would have been fun, but yeah.
I feel like it can go either way. I don't really feel strongly like we're not going to get anything or we are going to get something.
I just say, like,
I don't think Team Sonic Racing would impact it, but
because that is even made by Sonic teams, so that really wouldn't make a damn difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't see them pushing it just to be like, we don't want to pack this year up with too much Sonic.
Yeah. Again, I wouldn't be surprised. There isn't a panel at South by Southwest. Which may not indicate anything, because they typically don't reveal big things there, but
they reveal things to reveal things.
If we haven't heard about anything around the time Team Sonic Racing comes out, or throughout June, I'd say we're probably skipping this year. Because that's usually their announced thing, barring Sonic Forces, is like a May announce, November, October release. So, might be a bit before we hear anything about that. I'm going to say, because I don't care either way, and I have no investment, and I don't care if I'm wrong on this, I'm going to say we don't get a November, October big Sonic release. No mainline release.
I could see them not doing anything this year.
Maybe Hard Light will do a tie-in mobile game to the movie. And possibly. That'll come out. That's where my gut's at on that one.
I could see Sega as a company just be like, we have Team Sonic Racing for this year. Because if they are working on something and Team Sonic Racing being delayed allows them to delay the whatever game they're working on, I'll accept that.
Net benefit.
Because Lord knows, Forces could have used a bit more polish in some certain areas. So, yeah. Any other news, Chris? Shall we move on to questions?
Oh, do we have questions now?
Twitter and Discord gave us some questions.
Oh, man. I thought we were doing a short one.
I think these would be kind of... Ooh, maybe. Let's have a look. Questions. LeBlanc Photography asks, thoughts on the Sonic scenes in Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Didn't see the movie.
Sonic has two little scenes. I like the first. Maybe he directly interacts with Ralph, like people have seen in the trailer.
Weefy.
Sonic explains what the Internet is to Ralph, which I think, based on the fan base and...
He's the character that would know.
Of all video game characters, Sonic the Hedgehog painfully knows what the internet is more than anyone else. There's also a cute little scene at the end where Ralph and Sonic and a few of the other game characters are in a book club. Where Sonic gets a few more lines. It's a pretty funny joke.
Okay.
Kind of off like the first movie. He's there for like a relevant plot information, and then he kind of doesn't do much else. So he was in the game. He was in the movie. The Wreck-It Ralph 2 has virtually not a lot of game stuff in it after the first like 4 minutes. So he's in it. He has two scenes. Good for him. Here's one from Iceberg 69, which kind of goes into what we were going to say.
Nice.
Oh, geez, you like this one. In lieu of the actual Sonic movie, if you can make an animated movie that does a similar combining CG with an existing art style like Spider-Verse did, which would you use? And when I say I don't just mean classic or modern, but like Toei, Hess, Yukari, Battle Boom, etc.
So is the CG mixed with another style?
It's CG, but like the look can be based on like Spider-Verse. It's like a CG, but the designs are based on like 2D images, you know? So it's...
I'm too sleepy for this question.
You know, because he said Battle, I fucking love how Battle looks. Battle designs. I might go for a Battle.
I feel like I have an answer, but I can't think of it.
Shit. Give me the media intro, but longer.
So Heisei. So
but like, which studio did the penis movie with those really soft, bright, round penis characters?
Oh,
Sky
Blue,
something?
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky? I was going to say Skybound, but that would have been unfortunate.
I thought he said, what movie theater did, or what movie company did the penis movie?
Exactly. That's what I was like, Blue Sky? Oh, the company that John Lasseter works at. Skydance. No, you're thinking of Blue Sky Studios. I'm pretty sure it was them, the penis movie.
Classic Sonic, that style, but with the wacky nonsense of Classic Sonic Mania-ish intro. Make it real bright, colorful, super-duper cute, animated, whatever else. I don't know. I'm not an artist, so I can't speak well, also.
Theodo?
I like a movie that's good, with the crumbling noise at the end that goes, oh.
Shoot. A solo Chaotix movie.
That's not what the question was.
With a Spider-Man noir art style.
That's literally the you're asking about art style, dipshit, not what characters you want to do.
Chaotix is an art style.
The Chaotix is a lifestyle.
We have...
Sorry, Iceberg.
This is Benador's Power says, if Sonic Team were to disband or dissolve into the other Sega teams, Would you be okay with that?
That kind of already happened, didn't it?
The way I see it, you could have these developers work on old properties like Jet Set Radio and Knights without having to be concerned with experimenting with Sonic. Which, yeah, but did Sonic Team merge into a different
Sega thing? CS2. That's kind of already happened. I think now the Sonic Team logo is just going to be a vanity thing to pop up the front of mainline games.
That's what they did with the fucking trailer for Sonic Forces from the team that brought you Colors and Generations. Fuck off. No, it's not.
Supposedly,
that team fucking left. Half of that team went to Nintendo to work on Mario Odyssey.
Supposedly, Sonic Team is working on that new Sakura Wars game.
Okay.
Because that was the most fan-voted Sega Return thing in Japan.
I mean, this could also be a reason why, this restructure might be a reason why, if there is a Sonic game, like a Sonic Team game, they might want to push it out so they can restructure properly.
Yeah.
Because the last time they released a Sonic Team game during like a big shakeup was 06. We all know how that went out.
Pretty good.
Gary the Goomba asks, why the Smoovies look like any Sonic games past generations?
Hey Smoovies, can you ask?
Because Smoovies has no soul. Zaragoza, if I mispronounce your name, I apologize. What is your favorite Archie Sonic comic issue of all time? Or which made you laugh so hard because of how ridiculous it was? I'm gonna cheat and say not my favorite issue, but my favorite story is Worlds Collide. One of my favorite jokes is actually in part one of World Unite. It's when Sonic is by a volcano and there's like a bird trapped and like a KSM mode, and Sonic starts running down. Vertically down the volcano with the line of dialogue, gravity's just a theory anyway. That always made me juggle.
I'm not very familiar with the books, but I really liked that one Fighters issue, the tournament.
Champions, fucking fantastic. Yeah. Right? One of the best things ever. TJ?
I really like the Chaotix one.
The great
Chaotix caper?
Yeah. I think my favorite issue might be the one where they go down into Aquatic Mine. Just for that part where
Vector uses his knuckles.
That's pretty good.
Harry Clement says, if you couldn't use Roger, who would you have picked to voice Sonic in the upcoming movie? To kind of go back to what I said earlier, I mean, he wouldn't have honestly sprung to mind. But Ben Schwartz, I think, is a damn good choice. So, I honestly... Because my voice, my thought would have just been Game Actor. Why change it? I'm really... not. This is not meant to be a dig to Ben Schwartz and all, but I'm glad they did not go for, like, an A-list stunt casting voice.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Schwartz is, like, thanks to things like Parks and Rec, he's a well-known guy. But, like, if they would have gone for, like, Brad Pitt, Sonic the Hedgehog, it's like, why?
Like a Ryan Reynolds, even, perhaps.
You know, Ryan...
That's working for that movie,
which,
but,
like,
you know.
To me, Ryan Reynolds would actually fit more in with Sonic than he does with Pikachu. I understand them going for, like, a sarcastic, you know, Deadpool-esque personality with Sonic versus Pikachu, you know?
That character's just Danny DeVito in my heart. Especially after the
Your mother is dead!
Especially after the game kind of ripped off Danny DeVito for
That's
his
the
Pikachu.
Thing, yeah! Is that any good?
I've heard it's brain rottingly easy for an adventure game, but it's supposedly really charming and funny.
Okay, I mean,
I can't think of like a voice where I'm like, yeah, I'd like to see them as Sonic, you know?
I'm
not familiar with like movies much anyway.
That's the thing. Like, I honestly can't think of like a movie actor who I'm like Sonic the Hedgehog, mm-hmm. you know?
Paul Giamatti.
Asterix, okay, good choice.
Mm-hmm.
DJ. Andrew Garfield.
He makes
that. Did you make him into a mind?
Hey, you know, I just want to say, oh my god, I'm such an awkward person, but can I just say something?
You want Woody Allen, the Son of the Hedgehog?
Steve Buscemi.
Oh. Joe Pesci.
I'm just kidding.
John Goodman, the Son of the Hedgehog.
You sure about that 5 minutes? I mean, I'm fast like a hedgehog. Am I flash fast?
No.
We had to nerf you a bit.
What the fuck do you mean? What the fuck do you mean I'm fast?
Joe Pesci.
No, I want him to fucking tell me.
But like, it's not CG. They just painted blue when they gave him the red sneakers.
Oh, shit.
It's like what happened to Paul Giamatti at the end of that one movie when he gets turned blue in the pool.
Oh, is it?
Big Fat Liar.
Yeah, Big Fat Liar.
It's all connected. We got this. We're really good at this.
Damn it.
Good talk to you.
Malcolm in the Middle.
The entire cast.
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, Frankie Muniz.
Pizza Man. There's like a straight-to-DVD like superhero movie with him. And it's called like Pizza Man. I want to watch it and burn the disc. We have Colin Galbraithy, Miles Master, asks, favorite modern Sonic level in Generations? Chemical Plant.
Ooh.
Chemical Plant with Speed Highway being a close second.
This might be my Sonic Adventure nostalgia, but I think Speed Highway is my favorite level to play.
Oh, well, like, part of my love for Chemical Plant, June Sonoy's track is a big part of me loving Chemical Plant, too.
Mm, understandable.
What are you, DJ?
I'm gonna have to go with Chemical Plant as well.
Seaside Hill is pretty good, though. It's pretty close for me.
It's actually a fun level. Seaside Hill is a fun level.
I think to me, it's just the 2D levels getting fleshed out into 3D. It's just kind of the idea of Chemical Plant being fleshed out to actually be like this Chemical Plant, and then having that whole like set piece where like it's breaking
Explode.
Down.
Yeah,
exploding.
I love that.
You should play Sonic Forces. It has a Chemical Plant that's fleshed out in 3D.
Thank you for joining us here on the Hogcast. Chris just this podcast. So
I do that every episode.
This question is funny based on a detour we took earlier.
Uh-oh.
Neptunia asks, favorite Crash Bandicoot game?
Whoa!
The Insane Trilogy.
You beat me to it.
Crash Team Racing.
The remake?
No.
Just the original. I'm really tied between 2 and 3, so I'm going to say 3. Because I'm an idiot.
I think I've told this on the podcast before, or a podcast at a certain point, but I used to play so much Crash Team Racing, and I wanted to make sure I unlocked everything, so I called the tips and tricks number that was on the back of the Crash Team Racing manual.
Oh, man.
And I think I racked up like a $90 bill.
Well, that's why TJ isn't allowed phones anymore.
Yeah.
Did it give you good advice?
Because it's a 900 number.
Was it worth it?
No, because I kept missing it. Because they say it really fast. Because they give you like, they don't give you like specific ones. They or no, I think they do.
But are they giving you tips or the cheat codes?
Oh, it's the cheat codes.
Oh, okay.
Or actually, it was how to unlock them. And I was such a dumb kid that like I never wrote it down. So it was like to repeat this, and I just like I kept repeating it like a punch.
I like to imagine you having a point where you're like, oh, I need some pen and paper. I don't know where he's at. Ma,
I can't ask mom, she'll know I'm on the phone. Fuck.
The other thing that got me in trouble when I was a kid was, I remember I printed out the strategy guide for,
I remember this.
Printed out the strategy guide for,
was it Bro?
No, Legend of Zelda the Wind Waker.
Which was like 100 pages.
It was like 150 pages.
This reminds me, my dad printed out Super Smash Bros. N64 cheat codes for me at work. Like, the how to get things. And it was like a, you know, like, 3-inch thick stack of paper.
Why?
So that's the thing. The first two pages were legitimate. Everything past that, how to unlock Charizard, how to unlock Mewtwo, how to unlock Goku. Literally all the bullshit.
Goku.
I've tried to find this list online since then because it was so dumb and stupid. But it was pages of that being like, whoa, who's Wario? That's like Mario. I gotta unlock this guy. Beat classic mode as Yoshi with one stock on very hard. Maybe I can do it.
I remember, this is why I'm smarter than TJ. I remember growing up, I played Croc as a kid. And I never got to the end. It was a very long game and the controls aren't perfect. But I remember looking through a magazine in a supermarket. And on the back, it had cheat codes. And there was a, like, old levels unlocked cheat code for Croc. And instead of buying it, I asked my mother for pen and paper. I just copied the cheat code from the magazine, put the magazine back on the shelf.
I thought you were going to say you're smarter than him because you'd go to your friend's house and then call them.
I swear.
The Lord Blues asks, what Sonic game is your favorite in terms of writing? For me, it's Sonic Battle. It's far from perfect and it's quite weird at times, but the stuff it does well, I think, is much better written than anything we've seen before or after. Battle's up there.
I haven't played Battle in so long.
Battle was up there.
I say two.
I
can't tell me. It's my opinion.
I might actually go for Black Knight as my favorite writing in a Sonic game.
That came to mind. I'd say that or Unleashed, probably. One of those two. I feel like around that time, Sonic was doing okay. But
I think my favorite writing is, if I had my top four, I mean, Black Knight is my number one.
Black Knight was more interesting.
And then, like, around there, like, if I was, like, a top five, there would be Unleashed would be there, Battle would be there. I would even throw Colors in there. Because the story itself, it pretty much, but I, that was like, they really nailed Sonic, Eggman, and Tails' personality in Colors. I really like the interaction.
Worn by salads.
Exactly. Give those people an Oscar. You know, and to follow up, this is going to go into something that I tweeted out earlier today.
Uh-oh.
One of our commentaries asks, when it comes to Sonic, what do you consider having an underrated soundtrack? I hear Heroes thrown out a lot, but I consider that my personal favorite. I'd say 3D Blast. What about you? I tweeted this out earlier. I'm just going to fucking say it. Sonic Battle has an amazing fucking soundtrack. I go for Battle I think the best underrated soundtrack.
Did they say which version of 3D Blast, by the way? I'm just curious.
No, they didn't.
They're doing maybe, the both answer. They're smart.
They maybe I hear less people give love for the Saturn version. Jeremy, might be the Saturn.
That's the one I grew up with, so I like that one more.
That's fine. You're an idiot. That's fine.
An underrated Sonic soundtrack.
Chronicles.
Man. I really like the Sonic Advance soundtrack. I know that music synth kills a lot of it.
Which one? The entire trilogy or just the
first
one?
First one specifically. That's the only one I really played. I think a lot of those tracks are really catchy.
I love the fucking I remember the battle theme and Angel Island that too. I would just put on the Game Boy Advance, go to the sound test. That fucking bang, bang, bang. You could tell, like, the only instrument that kind of sounded like an instrument in the SA1 soundtrack. What was that weird organ?
Yeah.
And then anyone acting such as that, brum, 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 the fucking organ. So yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
How about you, DJ?
Well, you think Sonic Rush Adventure, I know it didn't have Jet Set Radio Guy on it. I feel like that's a pretty good soundtrack, too.
You say something, I a lot of people give that soundtrack love.
I hear no one talk about Rush Adventure.
Oh, really?
It's always Rush 1.
I love fucking the first level.
The Plant
Kingdom. Plant Kingdom. Hey, hey up, everybody, buddy! Hey up, everybody, buddy!
You know that one, TJ?
Yeah, that one.
The boys thing.
Everybody,
we got fucked again. Brown, brown, we got fucked again. Beefcake, fucking. Brown, brown, we got fucked again. Brown, brown.
I always heard butt fucking, which made me laugh more.
Of the games you played,
yeah,
TJ.
Of the seven you played, TJ.
You know, this is kind of like
Spimble.
That's the one I was
This is kind of a I mean, I maybe
I don't. How about the Sonic Adventure soundtrack?
Undervaluing this
Sonic Adventure, maybe.
But I don't think it gets enough credit most of the time. Just Sonic 1 has a really good soundtrack.
Boring.
Because I mean, you don't hear a lot of people when they talk about their favorite Sonic soundtracks. I mean, it's a solid soundtrack all the way.
Starlight is one of my favorite tracks in the franchise,
yep.
And that never gets any love.
Spring Yard Zone's a bop.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. Sonic likes to party.
Yes, he does.
Sonic likes to party, yes. Okay, I'll accept that, TJ. Sonic 1.
You live for now.
Murdoch asks, if Ian Flynn got hired to write for the games, you think Sega would let him follow up the IDW continuity?
No.
No.
100% no.
I think even he would divorce it, yeah.
I think if he was in charge, he might be able to throw a sly line reference or two to something in the game. But yeah, I don't think Sega would...
If he had, like, authoritative final say stance on...
Which he never would.
Which he never would. I'd say he'd either... Knowing him, he'd either try to tie things in the past together more or flesh it out more, or just completely ignore it and do something
in
range, like in tone, but new.
In terms of continuity, I could see him fixing plot holes from previous games like he likes to do in the book.
Yeah.
But the most I would see him do is just bring like a original character from the book in the game at some point. Maybe not playable.
Like Tangle
or Whisper. Or maybe even like Rough and Tumble. So some like original character to be like, oh, they're part of the world, you know. But I can't.
I'd be okay with that.
I can't see him. Ian's a humble guy. Ian, if it was Penders, he would have fucking rewrote the game to be to his. All the agendas are boring. But Ian understands the nature of what his job is.
Yeah.
Is to advertise the game. And if he were able to write the game... Because typically speaking, I mean, Lost World is like the one game where the writers were able to pitch the story to Sega.
Mm-hmm.
Every other time it's Sega, like, here's the story.
Now,
so,
I'd like to see Ian Flynn get to write out an arc without any comic book bullshit getting in the way. There's been quite a few arcs where he's had something planned out and something came up. Like, what's the infamous example? House of Cards? One with Sonic and Tails where they fight and he had to cut it real short to make up something.
He said he wanted that to be like a year long thing. And Archie was like, let's not do that.
Yeah.
And so it was going to be like 4 issues and it was cut down to 2. There was one, I forget, I wish David was here or Jonathan was here. There was literally a storyline they were doing and like between issues 2 and 3, the Pender shit happened. And so they had to off-screen remove a bunch of characters from the story.
And didn't the Mega Man crossover, the second one, happen during Unleashed?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that was an Archie mandate.
Yeah.
That's why the World Adventure arc feels so fucking long.
So I know there have been arcs he's been able to do kind of more how he wants, but I just want to see him front to back, just how a game by him would work.
Mm-hmm. Mushy Winter Snow asks... What sort of character from the comics would you like to bring into the canon games and why? If we can include all fucking everything, I'm gonna...
Mammoth Bogle.
Ooh, I'd be good. Oh, Kingpin. Okay. Yeah. Yo,
how about the skunk Ken Penders made?
Brutus from Sonic the Comic. He is a super bad Nick that in the storyline of STC, he was the one villain Sonic was never acting. Sonic doesn't defeat him. Sonic is not able to defeat him. He gets defeated by Eggman. I like the idea of like a insanely super powerful bad Nick that Sonic is just no match for. Which you could make the case they kind of tried it with Infinite, but let's just try to forget he was ever a thing.
Who?
Exactly.
There's someone I'm looking at for my answer. Do you remember Eggman's hot daughter with the blonde hair and 80s sunglasses from the Archie comics?
The one who's the computer?
I think so, but I think she gets a physical form at some point. Because I've definitely seen... One of the comics I had growing up had a daughter of Eggman's. Oh no, it's not coming up in Google Images. Fuck. That's the thing, right? You guys know the books. Oh, no, here she is. That one.
Yeah. Oh,
bring her in. That's
when
cool.
When Ian Flynn got in the book, he got rid of that.
Oh. Quickly.
I've always told Gareth that, like, when he and Jonathan were first, like, getting me into the comic, mm-hmm. and I bought Ian's, no, it wasn't his first arc, but it was...
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. It was the, essentially, like, you can watch him on the page, like, if there was a physical manifestation of, like, everything that Penders had...
Oh, dude, that's his first arc.
Okay. Everything that Penders had contributed to the book mm-hmm. at this point, essentially just him going, just, like, taking it off the
table. In the span of, like, 3 issues... He wraps up like 25 unresolved plot lines.
Which arc was this? Is that the one with the turtle?
That was. I forget. If you went back to the Dial of the Funk, it was the Sonic Saga series, Volume 1.
So I have it.
Yeah. That was the one where he just, like, Eggman's daughter, he fucks off, or, like, the Emeralds, he, like, combines into 7, you know, all that stupid shit he ignores. A lot of our questions on Discord are stuff that we've already covered.
Okay.
In the thing. I'll just do one, Ghost Number 7. Would you like to see production level paths in another Sonic game, like seen in Shadow? And if so, how would you like to see implemented?
I want Sonic Outrun? Yes.
Yeah, I think that would work. You know, something, because again, that idea they say was originally going to be put in SA2, where in a very early version of, you know, what I'm about to say might be complete bollocks. I want to say that there was a thing online for a while. I said there was a thing in SA2 originally where they had different alternate paths where, like, Sonic was on a submarine and you were given 2 choices. It was like fight your way to the control room to take over the submarine or try and get to the top, or, like, try and reach the surface. And the game would be like, pick one and you do it. Yeah. But I want to say recently that came out as complete fucking bollocks.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So, but either way, 7-7, I would like choices. Like that, not so much Shadow the Hedgehog, where it's just like, kill these 10 people, or kill these 10 people.
Play this first stage 12 times.
Yeah, it's like, give me an actual, like, different, like, completely different paths, you know, type of thing.
It'd be an interesting experiment.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it.
I think we would have a few, we would have 1 or 2 things more. Moy asks, excluding Sonic, which, this is one for TJ, excluding Sonic, which Sonic character deserves a spin-off game?
Back to the Crocodile.
I said this during Sonic Zeroes. I would play a Team Chaotix mission-based game where they're just solving crime on Mobius.
Yep.
You know, this we will make... Okay, we have 2 more questions, and then that's it. Kyle Brigandi asks, which Sonic game do you think gets a lot of hate that it doesn't deserve? Black Knight.
That's a solid answer.
SA2.
That's a wrong answer.
Yes, I'm glad to.
I understood your answer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Donkey Kong 64 is outside of my wheelhouse, asks, will Sega overcorrect from forces and make a bad Breath of the Wild style open world game with Sonic? No. No, they won't.
No.
It'd be funny to see, though.
They're going to steer the state of course.
You think they're going to just do another... mostly 2D boost game with another alternate playstyle like they have been doing, DJ.
And then they'll bring classic Sonic back for some reason. Yeah, he never left.
Classic Sonic came back. Classic Sonic never left.
It just picks right up at the end of Forces. Like, he fades out, and everyone's like, "Yay, let's go!" And then he fades back in.
And then all of a sudden, like,
and Classic has to find him.
Classic's like Sonic. Something's gotta be
done about your kids. But he's just like sign language, isn't he? Because he can't speak.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the podcast. Yeah. TJ's passing out.
A what?
Want to see some Smash, TJ?
I thought we were gonna... Do you want to play Smash?
We're gonna watch the Sonic Adventure 2.
You can't fucking live at the moment, no.
We're gonna watch the Sonic Adventure 2 fan dub, TJ.
Yeah, that's what
Eggman gets chucked. By Team Pro Affinity.
I wanna watch it with Gareth.
Okay, we're gonna watch that. Thank you for joining us, podcast episode 12. See you when the movie comes out, probably.
Bye bye.
The Hotcast is an FTCR podcast produced by Mykonos Fan, with original music by Sega Sky, original artwork by Sierra Sketches, and original animation by Spider Knife. To listen to this and more episodes, go to thehodcastpodcast.com or simply search the Hodcast and download from wherever podcasts are provided. Thank you for listening.
Bleh. If I had to choose between subscribing to an FTCR podcast or giving it a 5-star review or owning a tank, I'd have to think about it.